Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It's a powerful and moving tribute to the great jazz singer Billie Holiday. Though Lady Day sings the blues and recounts some of the low points in her painful life, there's joy and humor and, of course, that voice. Today on the program, we're talking about the larger-than-life talent that is Billie Holiday and the memories that haunted this complicated artist. Joining me in studio is Dee Dee Darby Duffin. She returns as Billie Holiday. She's well-known in Salt Lake acting circles. Past credits include The Third Crossing, winner of the 2012 Artie Award for Best Local Production, for Colored Girls Who Have Committed Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough with People Productions and Saturday's Voyeur with Salt Lake Acting Company. And again, she is in the title role of Pygmalion Productions' Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Dee Dee Darby Duffin, thank you so much for your time and welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Wrong microphone. There you go.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
You're welcome. Also with us, Teresa Sanderson, performer, producer, director for over 30 years. She's recently played Mama Rose in Dark Horse Theater Company's production of Gypsy and Annie in Pygmalion Theater Company's production of In the Next Room or the Vibrator Play. And she is directing Pygmalion's Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Teresa, good to have you here as well. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Good morning.
Pygmalion Theater Company's production of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill opens tonight. Is that right?
Yes, tonight, it opens
tonight. October 25th, runs through Saturday, November 10th at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center. We'll give you details on that as we go. But if you'd like to join our conversation, if you've got a favorite Billie Holiday tune or have questions about this artist, you can call in. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Teresa Sanderson, I want to start with you. Before we get into the details of the play, give us just a bit of biographical information on Billie Holiday. She was born in Philadelphia, had a really rough, is that not true?
No, she was born in Baltimore.
In Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm conflating these two cities. Sorry about that, Baltimore. but she had a very rough childhood.
Yeah, she really did. Her father left. She never really knew her father until she gained fame, and then he came back into her life. But her mother really raised her and her grandmother. She was in Baltimore until she was about 6 years old and then went to New York City, I believe, to live with her mother. It was a rough life. She was sexually molested very early in her life. She, of course, lived in poverty all of her life until her fame. And singing really did save her life. It was her salvation. She began singing professionally in clubs at about 13 years old.
I found it interesting. In the author's notes of this play, the author...
Lainey Robertson.
She writes, the performances should be upbeat in every way. Joy and humor should be the prevalent emotions felt on the stage. And yet, so much of the subject matter is sobering. We're talking about addiction and prison time and, I mean, some really painful stuff. How do you keep that upbeat nature to it?
You know, Billie never looked at her life as a tragedy. She always looked at those things as things to overcome, and she really never did see how bad she was off. She just didn't see it that way. Yeah. She thought she was given a brilliant life. She loved her family. Her family loved her. She loved music. She loved what she got to do for a living.
I think she considered what we consider tragedies as just stuff that happens.
Character building.
You just get over it or you don't. But I think what she thought was, I'm just going to get over it and move on and do what gives me joy, do what brings me joy. And so a lot of what we consider to be these sordid stories, they were just a part of her makeup, and she just kept going.
Dee Dee, I want to ask you, I mean, you play this icon. In the play, Billie Holiday says, I'm a jazz singer. What I do is the blues feeling with the jazz beat. And she has such a distinctive voice.
She does.
As somebody who has to, how do you replicate that that emotion and that kind of tinniness that comes with it?
We laughed just now because initially this is our story here. I didn't like Billie Holiday's voice. I thought her voice was tinny, and as a vocalist who, you know, do these powerhouse ballads, and you know, I grew up with all this pop influence and this R&B influence. I was not impressed by Billie Holiday initially, until I got to know her story and why she sang the way she sang. And I think what I've grown fond of and what I've grown to respect is her musicianship, is the fact that she could go into a studio and record a song and hearing, I mean, she didn't read music, so she, and I don't read music as well, so she would just hear the song and be able to record it once. And one of the best things she's ever said is, I never do the same song twice. The same way. And I think that's an amazing accomplishment for a musician, especially when you get this assembly line records that come out, that she would just say, I'm going to do it the way I feel. And if she was feeling kind of bluesy, then she would do it a little bit more bluesy. And if she was feeling a little bit, you know, up and she was on it, then she would do it with a little bit more sass. And I think having that kind of, you know, having that to play with was just amazing for her. And it's just been an amazing opportunity for me to be able to do that, to not be stuck in one box and just to be able to play with it. And I don't try to replicate her voice. I do try to give you some Billie vibes, but she's never been able to be duplicated. You just can't do it.
That's got to be such a mountain to climb. I want to give listeners a sense of your portrayal of Billie Holiday. It's early. You feel up to singing something?
Yeah,
for us?
Sure. No problem.
Okay, Dee Dee, what are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing the opening number, I Wonder Where Our Love Is Gone. And it starts off a little a cappella, so it gives you a sense of how the show's going to go.
This is Dee Dee Darby Duffin. She's starring as Billie Holiday in Pygmalion Theater Company's production of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill.
All I know is I'm in love with you, even though you say that we are through. I know without your love, I just can't go on. I wonder where our love has gone. Always thought you'd love me more and more. Never dreamed you'd ever let me go. I know without your love, I just can't go on. I wonder where our love has gone.
I could listen to that all day. That's Dee Dee Darby Duffin starring as Billie Holiday in the upcoming production Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, which opens courtesy of Pygmalion Theater Company. And it is opening tonight, October 25th, runs through Saturday, November 10th, at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center here in Salt Lake City. For tickets, call 801-355-ARTS. Go to arttix.org. There are links on our website as well, kcpw.org. If you'd like to join us, we're talking about Lady Day. We're talking about Billie Holiday, the jazz legend who had a very troubled life. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Let's go to the phones. Robert is joining us from West Valley. Robert, hi.
Hi. Hi, Ms. Darby. I was just listening. You made that comment about Billie Holiday. I'm 51, and I grew up in Georgia, and I've always heard about Billie Holiday. And the thing that struck me, too, is when I first heard her sing, I thought, wow, I didn't like it. But the more I listened to it, the more it touched me. And one of my favorite songs from Billie Holiday is Strange Fruit. And I probably listened to that song 36 times before I knew what it was about. But I wonder, are you going to be performing that song? Or have you performed it before?
It is one of the signature songs that Billie sings, and we do perform it in the show, so I hope you come and see it. It's beautiful. In fact, when Billie sang Strange Fruit, she made sure that the service stopped in the restaurant or the bar that she was singing in. All service stopped. There was one spotlight on her. She, she I, we consider this song, Teresa and I consider the song Strange Fruit one of the first protest songs that predated the civil rights movement, because she sang this song even though the FBI had a dossier on her, and they followed her, and they would come to her shows, and they would harass her, and they would tell her, if you just stop singing this song, we'll leave you alone. And, you know, in Billy Mode, she said, forget you. And she sang that song every night. It was her signature song. She sang it every time. And it was powerful, and she just refused to not sing it. And so it's a beautiful, haunting song, and I love doing it. But it's really, it's a tough song to sing.
Mm. Great. Well, I hope I get to come down and hear it then.
Me too, Robert.
I look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks so much for the call, Robert. 801-355-TALK is our number. There is a part in the play, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, where Billie Holiday is talking about the discrimination that she faced mm-hmm. in various performance venues. I mean, it was not enough that she was a star. So these civil rights issues really hit home for her.
Oh, they did. I mean, she couldn't even be in the clubs that she was singing in. When she started singing, she was one of the first female singers, well, one of the first female singers and one of the first black singers to sing with the big bands. And so when she traveled with Artie Shaw and did some music with Teddy, she couldn't sing. She couldn't sit in the club. She had to sit on the bus. She had to wait on the bus until it was time for her to sing. And then she could come in and sing. And then she'd have to come in through the back door. I mean, it was just kind of crazy that she was this headliner, but still being subjected to this kind of, treatment.
It's hard to even imagine that in today's, environment. Teresa Sanderson, Billie Holiday takes great comfort in Emerson's Bar and Grill. What makes this a haven for her, a safe place?
Well, one of the things that happened to her after she was sentenced to prison, the judge gave her a sentence of a year and a day, which made it a felony. And that took away her ability to sing in the clubs in New York City. They have to have a cabaret license in order to sing in the clubs in New York, and because she's a felon, they wouldn't allow her to do that. And so Philadelphia was one of the places where she could go that would still allow her to sing. And Emerson's, it actually still exists. It's not a bar, but it is still standing on the corner. And she did sing there a lot, and Hal Emerson was a good friend of hers and supported her through the tough times. The play actually takes place in the last 3 months of her life. And so you assume that this is one of the last concert gigs that she'll get. Mm. Yeah.
And Emerson's is actually not a club here in Salt Lake. It's the name of the show. And so people go, well, where's Emerson's? It's actually in Philadelphia. The show is at the Rose Wagner.
But we have created a club-like atmosphere. It is cabaret seating, and you will be able to buy a beverage and enjoy the show.
We've got about 30 seconds left. I guess to wrap up, Billie Holiday talks in the play about her dreams of settling down, you know, having kids, wanting to cook, and it's clear she's not going to realize those dreams. After performing in this role, Dee Dee, how are you thinking about the Billie Holiday story? Is she a tragic figure? Is she a survivor?
No, not at all. She's not tragic at all. She is formidable, and she is kick butt. I mean, she is one of the most formidable women. Female character, she's a shero. I mean, she really is. She's not tragic, and I don't think she'd ever want you to think of her life as tragic. I think she'd want you to think she did some good music, and she interpreted some songs that made you think about love and just getting by.
Dee Dee Darby Duffin, she is Billie Holiday in Pygmalion Theater Company's production of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It opens tonight, October 25th, runs through Saturday, November 10th at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center, 138 West Broadway here in Salt Lake City. More information and links on our website, kcpw.org. Dee Dee Darby Duffin and Teresa Sanderson, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you,
thanks
Jennifer.
For having us.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. While the weak ones fade.